Hello and welcome to the Unexpected Couple podcast. You have your hosts, me, Niall, and my wife, Becky. This podcast is all about relationship, happy stories, and general husband and wife chat. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our views entirely our own and don't represent the companies we work for. You can find us and our other podcasts at Facebook and Instagram under Abbey Sounds and email us with any topics, relationship advice, or even just to say hello at abbeysounds@outlook.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 7 of The Unexpected Couple.
Hello.
Hello. I feel like I'm going to be a bit more in charge this episode again.
Yeah.
Just because I've had nothing better to do. So I've been flicking through like news articles and Twitter and I feel like lockdown has really got to us. I feel like there's a lot of things that I relate to, which we're going to discuss later, which are like marriage tweets for lockdown. And lately, it's really tested us because I feel like we're arguing about the silliest of things.
Like the last episode, we took like a half episode break because it just turned into an argument.
We had to stop.
So you might notice. It. Yeah, you might notice that for some reason the episode gets a lot better the second half, and that was because we went away for a day and made up, and we came back and finished the episode. So
yeah, to be honest, that was my fault because I was just in a weird mood that day, and I can't be bothered. This is going to be rubbish. So let's just sack it off. And you were like, "Are you joking? We've literally sat through most of it."
Yeah.
But we did finish it in the end.
And we did.
Yeah, we got there in the end, and. Yeah, it seems like every day we'll argue about something really petty, which, I mean, we used to do, but probably not as regular as we do now.
No, it's almost like it's guaranteed.
Yeah, we recently, like about half an hour ago, just had an argument about an extractor fan. So, you know, marriage goals here. Yeah,
you can achieve that one day if you try hard enough.
Yeah, when an extractor fan becomes the biggest part of your day, which... to me, it currently is because it's driving me absolutely nuts.
I'm not going to get involved in the argument on here.
I'm just saying that's where my life has got to at the moment. I'm worried about an extractor fan. That's how thrilling my life is during lockdown.
To be fair, most of the arguments have come down to probably because you're not at work. And the stuff you tell me about, I don't care about. And because I'm quite obvious that I'm telling you, Becky, I don't care. Stop telling me about this stuff. Then you go, oh, well, what am I meant to talk to you about? And then you kind of get defensive about the why we're arguing as if it should be a discussion topic. Because and I'm like, I don't care about an extractor fan.
It's like if you have gossip at work or if you've got gossip from your friends or something.
Extractor fan isn't gossip.
No, but that is all I've got at the moment. I don't see my friends. I don't go to work. I don't socialise with anyone. So my day is filled of very little. So that's why I talk to you about really, you know, tiny things which have blown up in my head. But
it's only been like the last week and a half. So maybe it's just a phase.
Yeah. As soon as I've got something to do, I'll be all right again.
Yeah. Well, you can always start the glass in if you want.
Oh, yeah. I was meant to do that as well. I keep putting that off because I really don't want to do it. But I might do that next week. But we're not the only couple that has been struggling in lockdown. So okay. I thought there's a few tweets that really kind of made me chuckle. So this one really made me laugh. My wife and I play this fun game during quarantine. It's called Why Are You Doing It That Way? And there are no winners. Definitely related to that because that seems to be what we do. We both have our own jobs, don't we?
Yeah.
We don't mix with the other one. My husband pissed me off, so I bought another half dozen throw pillows for our bed.
And I feel like you're getting... I don't know if it's just recently, but it seems like every day something's coming in the post for you. And I don't know... And every time the doorbell goes... You look at me like, oh, who possibly could that be? And I'm like, I haven't ordered anything. And you're like, oh, I don't know. And it comes in. It's got Becky Abbey on the fucking postage. So you clearly knew it was coming. But you act like, oh, did I order something?
No, because I never know when mine are going to come. And you normally order loads of stuff. So I never know if it is mine. And then you always kind of want to know what it is. And you always open it. So... I like to create mystery so you don't open it straight away.
I have to use you for the Amazon account. So if I was going to get something via Prime, you'd know about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was Amazon. So it would have told you it was coming today. Yeah.
It's because I get really bored. And then I think, oh, I need reusable straws because I had a milkshake from McDonald's the other day and I can't drink a milkshake from paper straws because it just...
Yeah, because they're shit.
They're rubbish.
Yeah.
So I bought some reusable straws, but that was an urgent purchase. And when you can get it next day for free, it's like, of course you're going to buy it. So I've been buying loads of little bits on Amazon. Nothing major, but loads of little bits. That actually leads to one of the tweets. So my wife has been getting at least one package delivered to our house every day for the last 7 months. Today, something came for me. And in a judgmental tone, she said, what did you order? How spot on is that?
Exactly, when I get something, you're straight on it, aren't you?
Absolutely. What was the other one? There's dating, can't wait to see you again. Marriage, part of your knee was on the side of the bed again last night.
Well, our bedroom has become a bit of a war zone recently.
It is a war zone. Niall tried to change the side of the bed he's on. Now, this outraged me.
It was a good point, though. It's what? Because you always like a cuddle. Right, I have to stop watching the TV to cuddle you. Where if I were on the other side of the bed, I could cuddle you, watch TV, you can also watch telly. Everyone's happy.
You don't have to spoon me, you can cuddle like other ways.
But for the unselfish reason, I mean for the selfish reason, I did it because I want to be next to the window so I get the cold air.
Yeah, and you did kind of say if you were by the window, you would get rid of the fan, which did swing it for me. However, I like you closer to the door because if someone breaks in, you're...
I get stabbed first.
Pretty much. Yeah, you're the first event, although the baseball bat is in the cupboard that's next to the door, so that's not great. But yeah, I just feel safer if I'm by the window because I can just jump out the window. Probably break my legs, but you know. I could get away, whereas if I'm on that side, then I'm like, oh, do you know what I mean? And I'm all settled on my side. My side's tidy and neat.
It was failed.
You've ruined the bedside table. I did.
I did try and start the campaign, but it just failed. So I've given up for now. I think the new house, I might try again.
You can't just swap sides.
No, I do also agree with that. I don't think you can swap sides. But I think we need to swap sides because we made an error in judgment. So if we swap sides now, otherwise we'll have to wait for a new house, new bedroom, and then we'll have to swap sides then.
Well, maybe when we get a new bed or new furniture.
Okay.
Yeah. This one kind of is like me pre-lockdown and will be me post-lockdown. My husband came home with pizza sauce on his collar and no pizza. And now I know what it's like to be cheated on.
Yeah.
I
never tell you about my food. Most of the time.
Yeah, apart from the time you at the Biscoff cheesecake and didn't tell me. And I left it for a whole evening for you.
Can I just put this out there? My Biscoff cheesecake.
My cake was inedible and I don't normally not eat cake. It was that bad that I had to throw it away.
So you're having a go at me for eating my dessert?
No, you had a dessert. You had a dessert and I had a dessert. Now, my dessert was... rubbish, so I had to throw it away. Yeah, so you had your chocolate fudge cake. I had red velvet. The red velvet tasted like flash. Yeah. It tasted like chemicals. It was horrendous. So I had to throw it away. You had your chocolate fudge cake, and there was also a Biscoff cheesecake, which you know we would both love. Now, I'd left it in there, and I'd restrained from eating it. And I reminded you, oh, your cheesecake's still in there. Hint, hint.
That's you're the idiot for reminding me there's food in the fridge.
Yeah, we were both in the house. I said, there's still cheesecake in there. I come downstairs and there's the wrapper, the box that it came in, sticking out the bin. You didn't even put it in the bin proper. Just sticking out the bin, teasing me.
Yeah,
you but... You ate the whole cheesecake without even giving me a bite.
What do you expect? One bite? What do you expect?
I introduced you to cheesecake. Give me some credit here.
The food... in my fridge, what I can have, which was for me, I let you have the red velvet.
You let me?
I let you have the red velvet.
No,
I ordered that cheesecake for me. To be fair, it was intended to share with you for another day, mm-hmm. but it was still mine. You reminded me, I'd just woken up, I hadn't eaten yet, which sounds really bad having cheesecake for breakfast. Well, lunch. It was like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And what do you expect? The first thing I went, oh, I'll have that. It's quick, it's easy.
I expect you to go, oh, do you know what? She reminded me, what an absolute angel. Would you like a bite? I didn't even want it all. I didn't even want half. I just wanted to taste it.
I did think about you as soon as I finished. I was like,
convenient.
Oh, fuck this. I should have let her have some.
Well, before we get into another argument, I thought that tweet really resonated with me. And
okay.
We all know why now. cheesecake. And then I think there was another one that made me laugh. There are two kinds of people, the ones that pack 6 days before a trip and the ones that wake up day of and realise they need to do a load of laundry and they marry each other. That is us.
Who's who?
Who do you think?
No, I want to know who you think, because you clearly, that resonated with you.
I think I pack well in advance.
Bollocks.
Sorry, you went away with work last week.
Bollocks.
You went away with work last week and you did all your packing the day you were leaving.
Because that's for work. All I was going to do was go to the training, come back and sit in a hotel room. I didn't need to think about what to wear. I just needed shorts, t-shirt and then tracky bottoms and my orange top because all my PP's in my van. So I didn't need to pack anything.
Well, I think you're a last minuter.
No, but that's a load of bollocks. I literally pack when we go on proper holidays. I pack everything, wash everything days before, so it's ready to go.
It's been so long that I forgot what a proper holiday was like, to be honest, so.
Well, I remember what it was, and I remember washing all my stuff days in advance, and then I just live in the same pair, like, shorts and t-shirt for the next few days.
Now you said that, that is true. That is true. You do tend to just wear your non-holiday clothes, because everything's packed. But you wear holiday clothes all year round, because you're always in shorts and t-shirt.
Exactly.
Okay, I will give you that. But that's just other people's tweets. That's just everyone else that's struggling in lockdown.
Okay.
And you know what? There is an end.
Is it making you feel better? There's
light at the end of the tunnel. Well, yeah, because my extractor fan doesn't seem as crazy now.
It does.
I feel like everyone else is struggling. You've still got work. You go out and leave the house and do things. I literally am stuck in this house. So anything that happens in this house is a big deal to me.
You want to be a housewife? This is what you're going to expect.
I want an extractor fan that works.
All right.
That's what I expect.
Well, if you want to get a new extractor fan, you can get a new extractor fan and order one.
I don't know if it's actually broken, but...
It's not broken. I know it's not broken. You just have this issue because you're stuck in here.
That's true. But yeah, so it's just, you know, tough for everyone at the moment. Although, I don't think we've done that bad through lockdown.
And to be fair, the first lockdown, it was amazing.
Loved.
Yeah, we
oh
loved
God,
the first one.
It was amazing,
one.
Wasn't it?
So, it swings around about, so we had to have a bad one. But it's
I
not
don't even
that
think
bad.
This one's been bad. I think we've just... Bad. I think we're both more irritable...
It's been the last week and a half.
Individually. So, I think we just are a bit more snappy than usual. But I don't think we're, like, more... It's not like I'm angry at you. I'm just angry at... You know, life.
Yeah.
But while we're on Twitter, I was obviously flicking through them tweets. I did find this article.
Have you got into Twitter now?
Well, no, but...
I absolutely fucking love Twitter.
I had Twitter and I don't have time for it. I don't get trending. I don't get it all. But I was reading articles and everything was like tweet. It is like a Twitter podcast at the moment because it's all about Twitter. But these were just from articles I read and stuff.
I love Twitter. I get all my news from Twitter. And I love all the mental breakdowns on there as well.
I just feel like things trend really quickly on Twitter and it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
People take what happens on Twitter as like gospel. So like it's actually insane how like big companies
like fake news and stuff.
Big companies will change their whole media direction and their whole compass based on what's going on Twitter.
Yeah, and what's trending.
And it's so insane. These are just crazy people. It's a platform where people just get outraged by the littlest thing because they can take 5 seconds to say it and then boom, it's out in the world. And people take that as like gospel. So if people get outraged, it could be like 500 people or even like 5,000 people on Twitter could kick off at someone's tweet.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
And that's it. The campaign, like a McDonald's campaign, come back as negative by 5,000 people on Twitter. It'll be in the Daily Mail the next day.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
They're
removing the advert as if it's like the whole world thinks like that. It's so interesting to watch the explosions that happen on Twitter. It's like it's like almost like a social experiment, Twitter. It's brilliant. It's brilliant to watch.
Yeah, I kind of see what you mean. But things go viral very quickly and the things that kind of go crazy. Like the bloody council meeting has been like... In every news, it's on all the newspapers, it's in like the news articles, it's on the TV news. And that was from like one video that they'd uploaded. But because someone thought it was funny, it just spreads like wildfire, doesn't it? It's crazy.
And I think it helps with that there's no other news at the moment. So
yeah,
it's coronavirus.
Apart from corona.
Anything else is getting highlighted, like anything.
Yeah, but this was actually in the news this week. Let me get it. It was in It's about an American woman who's been living in the UK for 10 years and she currently lives in Birmingham. So I thought it'd be quite interesting to discuss. And it's basically things that she thinks are really weird. It's like very British things that she thinks are really weird. And I just thought I'd go through with them and see if you agree, disagree, what your thoughts on them. Some of them are a bit, some of them will kind of get a reaction, I think. She's just put a thread, but she's been living in the UK for 10 years. Okay. So this one, I'm not quite sure. So she's put, British people have rising irritation when they say bye on the phone. So it's a bouncy bye. And why do people do that? Is that like a rising intonation at the end? Is that what she means? Bye.
Why, just...
like at the end of the phone, you're like, see you later, bye. And I think we all do that, but I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing. I wouldn't just go bye. Bye.
I feel like bye is like a bit blunt, isn't it? Bye.
Yeah, you'd say like bye. Just for, I don't know when you would say that.
I would say, I wouldn't say when it's spelt B-Y-E, I would, don't think I'd ever say bye unless I'm like talking about it in a sentence. I think if I'm saying goodbye to someone, I always go bye. But apparently that's weird.
Okay.
Which I didn't realise that that was just a British thing. Please, why beans on toast? There are so many other lazy foods that are actually good. Why is this a thing?
Is she on fucking crack?
Beans on toast is one of my favourite meals.
It's absolute British classic. And it's, I don't get why America, this is, comes up on American YouTube channels as well. Like, they don't get beans on toast.
I don't understand how you cannot get it.
Not only is it, if you actually have good, like, proper wholemeal bread, it's actually reasonably very good for you. Bar the
you
sugar.
You can live
in the
on beans on toast,
you can,
can't you?
You can live on beans and toast. It's actually, fact. If you get good, if you get good bread, you can live, it has all the essentials for you to live on.
Beans, I think, on beans toast. On toast was like the first meal that I know it's not really a meal, but it was the first thing that I could cook on my own. Like, I could do the beans, I could toast the bread. Like, I felt really, you know, mature as a kid. But it's literally, I will never turn down beans on toast. If someone's like, oh, do you want some beans on toast? Yeah. My mum always does it. If I go around to a house, I'm like, oh, I'm hungry. She's like, oh, I can do your beans on toast. Yes. The answer is always yes.
It's also like the first meal that you get, like a 7 or 8 year old to start cooking by themselves.
Exactly.
You just put a pot on or microwave it.
Microwave. I used to microwave. I don't think I was 7 or 8 though. I can't remember how old I was.
No. You start that super early, otherwise when are you going to eat?
Well, I don't know. I think the first things I did was a cup of tea and beans on toast. And again, I'd have a cup of tea and beans on toast together. I just think it's bloody lovely.
But that's not the first thing, 7 or 8, you learn to
it's
cook.
It's like your first meal,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, your first meal. It's like rite of passage, that beans on toast. Or if you're a sicko, spaghetti on toast.
I mean, I do love spaghetti hoops. It does not compare to beans on toast. I think beans on toast, and there's so much you can do with it. You can do it simple. You can jazz it up a bit if you want. It's just a fantastic classic dish. And I feel like everyone else is missing out if they're not having it.
I have jazzy beans on toast.
I like cheese. Well, I like cheese and butter in mine.
You just like the almost unhealthiest version.
Worcestershire sauce.
Yes,
Liam
correct.
Perrins. Can't say Worcestershire just say Liam Perrins. And... yeah, that's what I put in. That's my creme de la creme. Beans on toast.
Yeah, I love a beans on toast. I really do.
So that was one of them.
Yeah.
Next one. People here put fish fingers. Yes, they mean fish sticks, but I'm fine with the name part.
She's a twat, by the way.
In sandwiches, which is just why. Oh. Fish finger sandwich is so good.
It's one of the few, like, fish items I ate growing up.
I love a fish finger sandwich.
Yeah, I like, I just like fish fingers. It has to be bird's eye fish fingers. Has to be bird's eye
fish fingers. Fish fingers, then.
No, they're not. No. It's not the same. Oh. If for someone who doesn't like fishiness, they're not
bit
the same.
Bit of tomato ketchup. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, always red sauce.
Yeah.
Always red sauce.
I didn't think fish fingers were a weird thing, fish finger sandwiches, but apparently so.
I'm sure they have something like that.
Well, they have
don't
fish
they have
sticks.
A fish fillet? Is it a fish fillet just from McDonald's is a fish finger sandwich?
But I'm guessing they have that in America, but maybe that's just for people who don't eat, like, red meat and, you know, chicken.
Yeah, maybe
that's for pescatarians. They eat fish, don't they?
I don't know. Just eat fucking food normally, you weirdos.
So stupid, Niall. If there is a mistake at a coffee shop or restaurant, British people will complain to everyone but the people who could fix the issue. Mm. And if asked by those people, will report that everything is fine.
Yeah.
That is so true. We do this all the time don't we?
Especially
we
me.
We can't complain at a restaurant. We just can't do it.
I think it's rude. It's rude to complain.
Remember for when you made a complaint to Harvester or something.
Oh, God, yeah. It wasn't even with you. It was with the lads, I think. I think, basically, we had a terrible meal about me and four of my mates. We went to the Harvester in Sheldon. And
I mean, this was years ago.
Yeah, years and years ago. And I did it. I think I went on their Facebook page and basically said it was shocking today. Like, the meals were late. They were cold. They got it wrong.
And you guys used to always go there, like, all the time.
We loved the Harvester. So it was a big deal for me to complain. But I thought, fuck it. I'll go on to Facebook, put a comment on there. They replied to me and said, right, we're really sorry, blah, blah, blah. Would you like to, like, here's a free meal or whatever it was, 50% off, something like that. So I end up taking Becky, the big spender I am, to save money on her. I end up taking Becky for the free meal there. So we finish our meal. And then as they come over with the check, I was like, oh, by the way, I've got like a discount code for the before you do the receipt. They're like, oh, yeah, that's fine. So they go off and they start chatting amongst themselves, like all the waiters. This horrible greasy kid who I also think I made the complaint about. He like comes over and was like, are you the guys that did the complaint on Facebook then? And I was like, oh, shit. Luckily, we ate all our food. They could have spat in it already. We don't know. Wiped it on their arse. But
wiped it on their arse?
Yeah, like the bread or the garlic bread or something.
Spit things in their food, but I don't think wiping on the arse is a thing.
For someone who's worked at Hall Green, they definitely do wipe shit on their arse.
That's
horrendous. Well, don't be a dickhead customer and complain.
I mean, I don't, but I really wouldn't expect someone to wipe it on their arse. I mean, I know that...
Oh, they wiped it front, back, spit, dropped it on the floor, everything there. Wow. If you were a cunt.
Shame that place closed.
I loved it there. But anyway... So he comes over and he just makes it really awkward. Like, you, the guys who complained, and oh no, it was fine this time. Oh, it was fine. And then they were asking, like, do we want any extras, like dessert? I was definitely not having it after that because that would have been a big gob right in our dessert.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why you don't complain, because awkward situations like that. And also, British people, if you do complain, you end up getting your food spat in or.
Plus, it's never, unless it's like horrendous, is it really worth complaining? For what, a little bit of a discount or a free meal or, you know, and it's always the waiter and waitresses. If it's not their fault, like, you know, if it's a bad meal, just don't go there again. If it's really bad service or, you know, if it's exceptional, like exceptionally bad, obviously not exceptionally good, but then fair enough, you know, I think there's a time and a place. But, you know, for people that have to work with it, I always feel bad for the waiters and waitresses because they're not really in control of a lot of things that people complain about, but they have to take the brunt of it.
Yeah, especially as a waiter. You just, there's not much you can do. You kind of like, I don't know what you want from me.
Unless you've been rude and ignored them, there's very little else that you can control that they'll complain. If the food's bad, that's nothing to do on you. You know, if they've had to wait a long time, that's not your fault necessarily. So, yeah, I think there's a time and a place. But, yeah, that's a very British thing, just to be like that. Oh, it's absolutely lovely. Yeah. And you're like that. This is disgusting. I don't want it.
I mean, we haven't yet stuff on our plate. And then they come over. It's like, I think, okay. We're like, yeah, no, we're just hungry. We're just hungry. Can we get a bill, please? I mean, we're not hungry.
Yeah, no, we're fine, thanks. This one I thought was a bit strange. On getting off a bus, saying thank you to your driver is optional unless the person in front of you says thank you, then you are legally required to say it, so it is everyone else behind you.
Yeah, that's true.
I muffled my words, but I always say thank you to a bus driver.
Oh, true. I don't, thinking about it
but
now,
maybe
I don't
I'm
think
the
I've
one
ever
that
not,
starts the line.
I don't think I've ever not said thank you, but that is true, because people will get off as soon as one person says thank you. That's true in everything, though.
Although so I have someone those people opens... in front of me not say thank you. Maybe that is.
Yeah, that's like true. I think someone opens a door. I'm trying to think of examples now because it did seem really obvious in my head, but just when I've said it out loud. But like, if anyone does anything for you and it's like a line of people, a group of people, that is probably true. As soon as we do say thank you, everyone then goes, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I try and say thank you. I mean, I always do it on the bus, and I try and say thank you if someone holds the door, because, you know, I think that's just polite.
It's just fucking manners, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't realise it was kind of an optional thing, but obviously she must have watched and noticed. I thought that was quite funny. 90% of all public conflicts here are queue-related. The other more serious 10% are about football or having the right shoes to get into a club.
That's brilliant.
I was like, that, yes. Yes, the 10% for the right shoes to get into a club is especially for lads. I mean, girls could literally walk in with whatever. As long as they're
attractive, they can walk in wherever.
I think only once one of my friends have had to swap their shoes, but luckily they were driving, so they had like boots in their car, so they could swap. But like that was the only time because she had trainers on. But it's not really aimed at girls because I think girls can look nice in whatever shoes. Whereas boys, they're so strict sometimes on what classes is the correct footwear. What does it really matter?
I don't.
What does it matter?
I do understand why sometimes, because the whole premise is if you're coming in with like Air Maxes on and like a, I don't know, like a night top, it makes sense for like a dress code, but it should be the whole thing. Mm. If I've got a polo on and some standard jeans, and then
a
I've
nice
got
fresh
like
fresh pair of trainers,
yeah, but not even fresh. I've just got my Sambas on. That doesn't mean I'm gonna kick off on the night.
No, like, I just don't get it.
It's always wound me up. We actually talked about this on the last four Brummies. I think we were on about the Jam House. Jam House, one of the most strictest dress codes in all of the jewellery quarter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Like, and it changes virtually all the time. It's not like you can just assume you go in shirt and shoes. Mm. Sometimes they need you to wear a blazer.
No.
Yeah.
A blazer for the Jam House?
Yeah, the Jam House is really like upper class. You don't notice because you're a woman. Have you ever been turned away? Exactly.
No.
So many lads won't notice this. It's a nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, I do find that a bit weird, but you know.
But everyone argues in a queue as well.
That is where the British like are in their like
a queue,
element.
A queue is what holds British, is the glue in British society.
As everyone knows, we always queue for
you
everything.
You have to queue, and you have to queue quietly and respectfully.
And
do not jump.
Do
not jump a queue. I don't care what your excuse is. Does not fly here. Like in America, with Sinead, we got our classes like disabled. We could skip all the queues we want. It was fucking, it was amazing.
So you are for queue jumping?
In America, yeah. Because their idiots sort of accept it. Well, we'd be like, no, she's sitting down. She can stay as long as she wants.
By the way, this is his sister he's talking about, who he's just taking the piss out of. And just saying that in America she can queue jump, but here, yeah, nah, sit down and 100%.
If she tried to queue jump in a wheelchair here, I'd be like, fuck off, do one. You see, you're already in a chair. I have to stand up. Does that not sound reasonable? What, does it sound bad? Why are you looking and shaking my head?
I don't think you could put this in.
Yes, I can. It's been put in. It's now being put in at the sake of queuing. If you're sitting down while queuing, you don't get queue jump. If you're old and frail, you may get a pass by me because you can't stand up that well. But if you're already in a seated position and you're waiting for a number, fuck off. You can wait.
Right, we'll move swiftly on before we get into an argument about queues. People get full on arguing mad about the order you assemble breakfast items. So when you put milk in when making tea, or what you put first on a scone, and it does not matter at all. That's an absolute lie. It does matter.
It does matter tea for matters. Tea. Yes.
Scones.
Scones, no.
And do you know what? I've just realised that I say scone. I don't say scone. I'm a scone.
I had some scones the other day. What did I say?
I don't know. I never think of it. Until
I think I must
it.
Say scone. I think I say scones. I'm not scone.
I don't mind. I don't mind what order with a scone. I don't think I'll eat them both. Still cream and jam at the end of the day.
I would not
tea.
Put the cream on or jam, so I eat them dry.
I think you're the only person that would think that that's a good idea. I think everyone else would agree that cream and jam makes a scone better.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Just a plain,
no
sultanas.
I love a fruited scone.
No raisins. Just give me a plain, dry scone. That is the shit right there. No cream, no jam.
Ridiculous.
Also, what did I eat the other day where it was so dry, I laughed and it came out like a puff of smoke?
What was it? It was downstairs, wasn't it? Oh no, this is really going to bug me. What was it? I can see it going out.
Oh fuck, I can't think of it. But it was so dry that I think I went to laugh and I went and it came out like, if you ever watched White Chicks. When he does the your mama's tit joke, it's like that, a big plume of smoke. It was that dry. Can't think of what it was.
Oh, that's really going to bug me now. Literally was the other day and I said, you like Puff the Magic Dragon, you're up here. Damn it. Maybe it'll come to us before the end. We'll edit in.
Yeah, maybe it'll come to us.
Yeah, but definitely the order you put your milk in, your tea. Yeah. Although I have to say, everyone I know always does it after, so I don't
understand.
And
I think this whole like TikTok sensation of where it came from was that video of the American doing it. Which obviously infuriated the whole of the British Isles.
Yeah, but that was just to take the meat. And she did beans on toast. There is no way that is what they believe
we
do.
No one puts a tea bag in cold milk. No one would do that. It wouldn't even. It wouldn't do anything to the tea bag. So.
But didn't she like microwave it rather than use like hot water? It was just weird. Yeah. It was something odd, and I thought this is just to annoy people. Surely. Yeah,
it's a load of bollocks. No one does that. No one does that. The argument would come: do you put the milk while the tea bag's still in it? Which you don't, because that's stupid and wrong. But that's an argument. Like, people do that.
Mm.
But the whole tea bag with the milk first, no. It was just trying to get views on TikTok.
People do it though, now. Just telling you, it does happen. People do.
No, they don't.
They do?
No, they don't.
We just don't, but people do. But anyway, now this one, I thought of something different when I said it. So I'm going to read you the first bit and see if you can see me what you would say after hearing it.
Go on.
So it is, let me get it up again. If you mention swans to a British person, they'll tell you... ...
What, the Queen's bird?
And it's illegal to kill them or something. That's what I think, because I feel like that's the fact that everyone's like that. Well, actually, if you kill that, then you can get beheaded or something bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the like Queen's bird, law. You can't kill them, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure you can get beheaded or something really bizarre is the penalty. But apparently, people will tell you that swans will break your arm and nod knowingly. No other information will be forthcoming on this topic.
That is also a thing people say, but that's like...
And can I say, I have this with geese. I understand why people hate geese, because they are evil.
No, they're not.
I was chased and bitten by a geese as a kid. And we used to, like, when we would walk from school through Tudor Grange Park, full of geese, which is where the incident happened when I was younger, I believe.
So ridiculous.
They're horrible things.
No, they're not. They are horrible. They're nice.
I used to walk down that path and they'd come at you.
I want some geese.
You ain't getting them while you're with me, I tell you that for one thing.
But that is also something what people say. The first thing what people say if it's someone who was like, oh, a swan, and they didn't think they knew the information, but like, you can't kill them and they're the Queen's bird.
Yeah, I feel like that's something I would say.
Oh, yeah, they break your arm.
What was the next one? Old-fashioned candy shops here sell sweets that actively threatening names. Throat drops, acid drops, army and navy tablets. They all taste like sugared houseplants.
That is true. Our herbal sweets are baggy shit.
Although, I don't know what it is. I said throat drops, but I don't think it is. It's like throat. Is that a thing? Nor have I. Maybe she means throat drops, because I think we have throat. But I think some of the old school candy are the best.
What did we look at the other day?
Herbal sweets.
When we found out they're from Cannock or like Dudley. Dudley, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what they're called, but everyone will know this. They're like the long rectangular herbal.
The medical sweets, yeah.
Yeah, they're in a clear thing with like white writing and red writing.
I love them. They're so nice.
They used to be in every corner shop and they were amazing. Yeah. And you can still get them. You know, I really enjoy that. Something that your granddad always had. My granddad always had them, I think. Something was just something that someone in your family would wear. It's mainly an old
person one, but I love them. I love having them.
They were so nice, weren't they?
But she's probably meaning, because Americans are always like candy floss flavour and cherry. Theirs is always cherry. So theirs is more like for kids.
Yeah, and I think some of them were for medicinal reasons that kind of maybe went into candy.
I guess maybe sweets aren't that big for adults over there. They are here, where adults love sweets over here.
Oh, yeah, we do. Next one, bathroom sink faucets in the UK. I don't care. Often have two separate taps for hot and cold water. Now, we in this house don't actually have this anymore now because we've got like one that does everything, doesn't it? Growing up as a kid.
In a bathroom, yeah.
But it comes out one tap.
But not. I've never had two separate taps in a kitchen.
You must have.
No, you didn't either.
Not when I was with you, but growing up I did. That was when we had the new sink.
Okay, I'm just saying you didn't.
Like in like bathrooms, though, you'd have two taps.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's standard. In most kitchens you used to.
I've never known that. I might be wrong. Maybe one of my sisters. I don't think most people have your kitchens done up, but it was a bitch when you're washing
your hands and you've got your hot and then you've got your cold and you had to like balance between the two. Especially schools. Schools were rubbish for that as well, weren't they? I remember, I mean, I always have cold hands, as you know. So in the cold, like if I was at school and that, and I'd go to like wash my hands, I'd like, the hot tap would like burn me, but then the cold tap was freezing.
Yeah, it already...
And you'd like have to kind of balance between the two and shake your hands in and about.
It's always a race. It's always a race to try and get it. Your before hands washed scolding. Before it's scalding. Yeah, that was always bad. Especially the ones in school, because you had to bang the top, quickly wash your hands, put them under, then rinse them, And it was just it was a fucking nightmare. And then if you got scolded, that was it. Then you were fucked. You just had to use the cold one from then on.
Imagine people doing their 20 seconds. Happy birthday, washing hands.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't really. Well, no, that's washing your hands, isn't it? So all you need to do is wet your hands, stop, wash your hands for 20 seconds, then put them under. So you might be all right.
Yeah, maybe you could use a different tap so it kind of starts from fresh.
Maybe. I don't think they go to that extreme, but yeah, maybe.
But no, I do get that because I can see now from having one faucet how annoying it would be to have two. So I do actually get that.
Why are you calling it faucet?
Faucet. Isn't it
the tap?
Tap. Well, that's what she's wrote, faucet. And
okay. I thought you were trying to be posh then. I was like, it's a tap, love.
I don't even know how to pronounce the word. I'm not trying to be posh.
Oh, good.
Tap, yeah. From having one tap to having two, yeah. I would find that really annoying. Oh, here's another one.
Hit me.
If you mention a weird dream or nightmare, British people always ask if you ate a lot of cheese before going to bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that true, though? If you eat cheese, you get funny dreams. Yeah, people always say, oh, maybe I had cheese last night.
I think it might just be if you've ate late on the night, I think you get weird dreams.
I do think it's something to do with cheese, though.
Well, that's what it's always been said, but I'm not a dirty sicko that eats cheese like people like you do.
Oh, I love a bit of cheese.
Why would you want cheese as the last thing you went to bed with as well? It leaves such a horrible aftertaste. Imagine waking up and having
a lovely aftertaste.
8 hour cheese breath.
Oh no, because you brush your teeth.
Maybe. You might be right on that.
Oh God, I almost forgot the round system for drinks. On its surface is a commonly used... Oh, phone's just gone off. Let me start again. So, next tweet is, oh God, I almost forgot the round system for drink. On its surface, it's a commonly used system where everyone takes turns buying drinks for everyone else in their group. But there are a million complex subletties that make it confusing and delightful. Don't know what she means by that.
No, she does. I know what she means. It'll be like, you've all kind of got to drink the same thing. You can't go too expensive, like we were discussing earlier.
Totally,
you can't
ask
for a double, but you should expect a double, but you can't ask for a double.
So
you can't suddenly change to something super expensive, or if you're drinking something that's super expensive, you can't go cheap when it's coming up to your round. You can't. There are rules with the round system, but it's the best thing ever invented in terms of drinking at a pub, and I can't believe it's not used. I thought that was
I thought everyone does rounds because I'm pretty sure on movies and TVs people always have rounds, or I'll get this round, this one's on me. Pretty sure maybe, that is an American thing as well.
Maybe she just means all our rules, where maybe in America you just buy what people ask for, where in Britain you can't be seen as rude or trying to show off or, you know, trying to take the piss.
There are loads of
rules to our round system. It isn't just like simple, what do you want, mate? And you can't leave until you've had a full round.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't jump.
That's not
fair, is it? Yes. So, and normally when you're late, you have to buy the round in and stuff like that, to jump the queue, etc. Because otherwise, you could come late, have like six rounds, and then go. So that's why when you come in late, you've got to buy the next round. So then you're in the system then.
Following you. So actually, there are quite a lot of rules.
Yeah, so she's got that right, to be fair.
And then this is the last one that she's put. So if you and another person are waiting to be served at a bar, you must each claim that the other person was next in line to be served when approached by staff. This process may involve several rounds of no, you, and is resolved in unknown means.
Exactly.
Very true.
And I love it because that's being a proper good British citizen.
Unless you do get ignored at the bar where sometimes you have to be like that. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's normally by young kids being pricks.
Yeah.
Or no, not always. Sometimes you could just be drunk and they don't realise. But generally, you know when you arrive. So if someone when you arrive at a bar, you look around and you see who's there before you. So you know that.
And I think that's why this comes, because it's always that person that's next to you where you can talk to them and be like, I know you, because you know who was there first or who's been waiting the longest. So that's kind of how you do it.
Or the death stare that you give someone when they stand next to you. Knowing they stood next to you, and then they come over, because obviously they must have remembered someone over there needs a drink.
Yeah.
So they come over, ask who's next, and they're like, yeah, me. And you look at them,
and most people
accept that look as, oh, shit, yeah, no, actually, no, it was him. Then there's the kind of where
you
go.
Oh, sorry, are you waiting? You're like that. No, I just stood at bath for fun. Yeah. Of course I'm fucking waiting.
A lot of the times, if someone did that to me, if they recognise their mistake, I'll be like, no, don't worry, mate, you go. Because the barman's then seen that you're waiting anyway.
And he'll go to you next.
So go to your next. But if they don't do that, you just stare, give them the dirtiest look ever. And then you go, actually, no, mate, it was me. And it's that weird, awkwardness and they're like, oh, you're being rude. And you're like, mate, you're being the prick.
Yeah, I hate to be that person, but there's a time limit, isn't it? Yeah. There's a, oh, okay, they're busy, I'll wait. Oh, okay, they haven't spotted me. And then you've made eye contact enough times with the bartender. You know who's around you. And there gets to a point where you're like, okay, politeness is out the window, which is quite a wait to get to that level. And then you're like, that, no, I'm next. If she's coming down here or if he's coming down here, I'm getting served next.
She could have made a whole article about pub rules, really, because it's such an institution in Britain. There's so many pub rules.
Yeah.
Like, no one wants to drink in London because it's ridiculously priced.
Yeah, but then I think even every, like, city will have really expensive, like, whether it's a strip, whether it's a part of town or whatever, there'll be somewhere there's, like, ridiculously expensive, but literally go down the road and then it's...
Like, everyone shits on JD Weatherspoons, but everyone goes into JD Weatherspoons
because it's cheap. Fucking cheap.
And it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah, because you're paying for spirits, aren't you?
And the food's
you're
really good as well.
For stuff,
the food's
so.
Solid, like, for the price.
Consistent.
It's a very solid pub chain. Can't wait to get back in there.
I can't wait just to get out.
Yeah,
just to go out for a meal, just to go out for a drink, anything. I'd love to be able to get out for, like, a beer garden in the summer. I hope that we can do that.
I'm just really looking forward to having an all-dare. But I actually want an all-dare in one pub. I'd love to just find a pub what's got everything. So it's got a pool, it's got a dart, it's got a good beer. It's maybe would be amazing if you had live music on as well in the evening.
Where are you finding this place?
Exactly. So that's why I'd love to find the perfect pub for the all day rather than which is going to be when all day it's going to have to keep swapping pubs. And sometimes you find the right pub what you want to have free drinks in, but you've got to keep going to go because you want to experience all these pubs that you missed out on.
Would you really want to spend all day in the same?
Yep.
Okay.
That's why I said it.
No, I just mean sometimes, you know, it's nice to get a bit of change of scenery after a bit, I would think, but maybe not.
Well, you obviously go in shit places then, aren't you? Or you're surrounded by shit friends.
I don't know, actually. I've never really thought about it. I don't think I've planned just to stay in one place, but then I think I always probably tend to stay in one place.
A pub's just the vessel. It's not the liquid inside it. It doesn't matter. As long as everything else is good. That's why I don't see the point of going to different places unless it's shit in there. But that's why I like the idea of having a pub, just the one pub.
I get you.
But I know it's not going to be the case because you will want to go into loads of different pubs
and
when it opens.
The one that you've just described doesn't exist anywhere near us as far as I'm aware.
Maybe I'll win the Euro Millions.
That would be nice.
And I'll make this pub where it's got a good crack. You know what, actually... It used to be good. I know people call me a sicko for saying it. But the Linden used to be really good.
I was not expecting you to say the Linden. Of all the pubs that you were going to say that are good, I was not expecting
the Linden. Because it had a bar at the front where all the men drank.
I never went to the Linden.
It had darts. It didn't have a pool table. Or did it at one point? But that was in the lounge. Right. But either way, it did have a pool table thing. But in the front, it had a bar with all the men in the front. So you could drink, play darts in there. It had telly on for the sport. Right. And then you'd go around to the lounge for the evening and it'd have a band on. What more could you ask for a pub? And it had a decent beer garden as well. Decently priced carling. So you couldn't really complain.
I don't think I've never been to the Linden.
I wouldn't take you to Linden.
Oh, how can it be a perfect pub if I can't go? Is that the reason?
Men use the pub to get away from women. They don't want to bring your woman to your pub.
Oh.
That's what you go to restaurants for and, you know, nice meals to hang out with them there. Not somewhere you want to get away from.
You never want to get away from me. I'm a delight.
Oh, God.
Have you actually been working or are you just pretending to work, just sitting in your van?
Well, most of the time. And
drive out the road so she can't see me and I'll just sit here for a few hours.
Them long shifts that I have.
Yeah.
It's just me sitting outside in the early hours with the engine running.
Oh, that's funny. I did just check what the Euro Millions was, as you were saying you were going to do it. It's 143.
Yeah,
so
we did it for...
we need to get some more tickets on Friday.
We did it for 114 million on Friday.
I haven't actually checked our lottery tickets from last week. I know, obviously, we haven't won the jackpot. But you never know. We might be millionaires. We might have a million.
Yeah, no. Well, we did it for 114 million and we went through the list. That's what the episode 7 of the Four Brummies is for.
Lottery wins.
Yeah, we went how each of us would spend it.
143 mil.
Yeah.
That would be quite nice.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah,
I think I had 42 million left because I literally couldn't spend it.
Yeah, but you give all that to charity.
Well, that's what
I said
I'd start a charity.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that would be quite nice if we could win that.
Yeah, what was the first thing you spend on? I said I think we should go on holiday for a year.
Yeah, I'd like
holiday for a year.
Yeah, to go.
Ooh, like go around the world.
Go around the world, first class, 5-star resorts.
That'd be amazing.
So it'd actually be fun backpacking.
Yeah, but without the backpacking and without carrying the smell, stuff and not without washing the hippies, and stuff.
You know, it'd be lovely.
You're so bad for podcasting.
Why?
Because you just say stuff like that you're not meant to say. Like hippies, can you even say hippies anymore?
I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to. If they're hippies, they shouldn't look like them. And if they look like a hippie and they're not a hippie, why are you looking like a hippie?
I just don't think that backpacking would have been my choice. So I think if it's more glamorous, then yeah, I'd go and see the world.
Probably end up having fights with everyone who bloody brought out a guitar and wanted to sing.
Oh, a bit of kumbaya around the fire. That'd be nice.
I like that idea with my friends, not some fucking white knight.
I don't think they would want you there, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't get on with the crowd now. Cause
I don't think you'd get on with people, full stop.
No, they'd all be like environmentalists, but like the ones that are fake because they're travelling around the world. And it's like, haven't really done well for Mother Earth, have you? Travelling around the world on your gap year. And then all the posh people, I'm going off on a rant now.
I was
going
to say, you're going on a rant.
But
here.
All the stupid posh people that go on gap year, like all our friends, not all our friends, but a lot of our friends went on the little posh gap year around the world.
You got to see things, do things.
Get a job and do it in 5-star luxury.
Yeah, but some people want to experience it while they're young and while they're free.
You can still do that.
Yeah,
what are you getting? Like
people can do what they want now.
£2
do
an
what
hour.
They want. If I want to go out on their gap year and do it, then fair enough.
See, you've got me there.
Do what I want.
We'll do what you want because I believe everyone should do
if
what they
want. If you want to get a job and keep working and then, you know, save up some money and spend your money in style, then that's up to you, you know. But if they don't, they don't.
I know.
You know, we're just lucky that we think the same, so we'd both do that. But yeah, I'd like to travel the world. I like to go to Florida. Keep thinking about it all the time. Really want to go right now.
Well, what you can't see, we've got like a map of the world in the study and it's got all like little pins on it and you scratch off the countries that you've been to and I've put like a little pin system. So green
is where we've both
been. Red went where I've just been and then purple for where Becky's just been. So we're trying to get through it slowly,
it's gold, and then you scratch it, it goes into colour for each country.
Yeah.
Currently, it's pretty much all gold, isn't it?
Yeah. We have been a lot of places, though. We're not scratching off America until
we're doing, like, place. Like, it's got to be enough to
because it's so big, yeah. We'd probably say we want to go a few more places before we scratch America off.
Yeah, we haven't been loads, but we're building up, but we'd like to tick off some more places.
But we had plans. A lot more plans have gone on in the last 2 years, but obviously coronavirus
put a big spanner in that. So yeah, that's great. But no, I think, yeah, I think around the world trip would be nice, and then a nice family holiday to Disney World when it's all open.
Yeah,
a house, probably spend the money on a house, which I've already given you a few lists that have inspired me when we built the house.
I'd build it.
I have some things that we saw on some YouTube channels, didn't we, with all the different... We like looking at houses that are like millions of pounds, just
who
to be curious. It? Yeah, I think it is a thing because some of my friends do it. And I like the dressing room. There was a laundry room that was upstairs, which I thought was amazing.
Good idea.
The fact that you can get a laundry room just sold it for me. There was loads. There was like a cinema room with a nice bar next to it.
I really want to go on a cruise as well.
I'm in two minds on a cruise.
I'm umming and ahhing
about it. I always think it's like an over 50s thing, like a senior holiday kind of thing.
It isn't. It's getting
more younger.
But then
everyone says it's really good to go on. I know loads of my friends have gone on them. I don't know how it'd feel being on a ship. I don't know. Everyone says it's like a hotel. You don't even realise you're on the sea. But I just don't know how I'd feel. And
the big ships are so big, you don't even notice that you're on there.
Yeah, because you're all enclosed and it's got everything on there. Mm. I think, you know, maybe it's an experience. Maybe in the future we can.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
But I think that would be you bringing that to the table. I don't think I'd ever suggest it.
But I like the idea that you see loads of places in the one trip. I know you don't get to really experience the places, but I think that's why
but
it's quite good.
But you can go back if you like it. There might be somewhere that you think you're going to love, but actually you go there and you go, oh, it's not as good as I thought.
Oh, it's a shithole.
There's somewhere else that you would never have even considered that you absolutely love.
And that's why I'd like the idea of a cruise. Like, so you could go 5-6 places and be like, oh, this looks really nice. And then maybe your second holiday of the year or next year, you go to that place for a week or two to properly experience it. That's why I think they're good. I don't know. I wouldn't like to do like you do see people with cruises going loads of different cruises. I feel you are seeing a lot of the world, but you're only having
snippets. You're not really experiencing it as much, are you?
So maybe we'll have to see. But I don't want to go too much into the lottery because we did that in four Burmese.
Oh yeah, let's not ball run. But you know, if you can send us some luck, maybe we win it this time.
Please.
Fingers crossed.
And I was quite like generous with my money, giving it to all my friends and family. So
pretty much all the listeners are. Yeah. Probably our friends and family.
No,
so you know,
not,
give us a look. You might
Peru
get some.
Or yeah, Thailand. Well, shout out to them again. Thanks for listening.
If anyone else that doesn't know us is listening, I really appreciate it because you know it's amazing that you chose to listen to us.
I tell you what, the enthusiasm for that statement then was absolutely fantastic. And if you are going to keep listening to us, please use that energy going forward because. That was fantastic.
I really did mean it. That I am happy that we've got some listeners. I think I'm just surprised that people have tuned into it. But
what, while leaning back, scratching your nipple?
No, my belly. Where do you think my boobs are?
No, I can see. I thought you were scratching your nipple.
Why would I be scratching my nipple?
I don't know.
Why? No, tell them that I'm scratching my belly.
Yeah, you're scratching your belly now. I just thought you were scratching higher.
Wow, this has got us all rolled up again, hasn't it?
Well, it clearly has.
I feel like we need to leave the podcast now because I feel like we've already got into arguments during the podcast and I feel like we're probably going to get into some more this evening.
Yeah.
I think this is the most we've spent time with each other today and I think we need a bit of a break.
Yeah, we do well when we're not with each other.
But I have enjoyed speaking to you today, Noel.
Yeah, me too.
I've enjoyed this because I feel like I'm talking to you again. Now I'm sitting facing you rather than next to you. I feel like this is better.
Okay. Well, you do it. We'll keep this going then.
Cool.
Right. Well, thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you later.
Thanks again for listening.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.